Hey, this is James.
Yes.
Hey, James, how are you? This is Zach. You had put out a form on my website about your house on Frederick Hills.
I didn't understand what you said.
You had filled out a form on your computer on my website about your property on Frederick Hall Road?
Yes.
Yeah, my name's Zach, and, you know, I'm interested in it. I know you reached out to us about selling it.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about it and maybe why you're looking to sell it?
I'm looking to sell it because it's too much for me. I can't handle the house size of it. I'm going to sell it and move next door. I have a small house there that needs to be repaired, but that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, so you're going just hop, skip, and jump away, huh?
Yeah, I've just got to. It's too much here for this. Too much house for me.
I understand. Well, what's your timeline looking like if you, you know, when you sell it?
Well, it probably would be 3 months before I could get everything out of here and taken care of. But I'd like to think about maybe 3 months or so.
Okay. So have you considered, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, I haven't seen the inside of it, but I'm familiar with the property. You know, it's built in the 50s, I believe. Have you considered, you know, what you wanted for it? And
I'd like to get $325 for it.
Uh-huh. And if you don't mind me asking, how did you come up with that number?
Well, I talked to a friend back some time ago, and we sort of worked the.
Sorry, is it two full baths or one and a half?
It's two full baths.
Three
bedrooms upstairs and two bedrooms down. A living room, dining room, a kitchen, and a big family room in the back with a deck, a carport, and on the end where the living room is, it's there was a porch extended and closed in, and that's sort of a den also.
Okay.
It has replacement windows. I don't know how long ago it's been, but they're all good shape, triple pane, and they all work.
Sure.
Yes.
$325. Have you considered listing it on the, you know, the MLS or going with a realtor, or is there a reason
why?
Yeah,
there are two realtors that I've talked to, and one that I would go and do that if I can't get a good cash offer for.
Mm-hmm. So they've kind of already given you, like, the price and what
they
think.
Well, yeah, they gave me a price, but it wasn't quite what I wanted.
Right. What was the feedback that you were getting from them?
Oh, I was close to 300.
Right. I guess my question is, if they're at 300, what makes you think that you can sell it for more?
I didn't think they could sell it for more. You asked me what I wanted for it.
Okay. Fair point. Well, what's a realistic number that you would be able to come to terms with? I have houses, you know, in the area down the street, so I'm just curious of, you know, what's a more realistic approach for you?
Well, I need to find out how much I can get for it, and then I'll decide whether I want to sell it or not.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you know, you've talked to agents, they've been in that 300 range.
Yeah.
You know, if, I mean, if I buy a property and it's going to be, you know, as is, you know, and I'm using cash.
Right.
I mean, you know, that avoids realtor fees and.
I understand that, yeah.
So. Have you thought about that number, or are you just kind of shopping right now?
Well, I'm shopping. I've had some offers, and one offer is not close to that, but anyway, down the road would consider it if I don't have anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you located?
I'm in Ashland.
Oh, okay.
No. Not too far. Pretty close.
25 miles.
Yeah. And you got the house next door, you said.
Yeah, it's an old sort of a, it's a, actually a, well, basically a four-room house that's been added to slightly. So it's got two baths and a small room off the kitchen. What I'd probably do is add another room to it so I could have a bedroom downstairs.
I mean, you know, I don't mean to be insulting, but I mean, you know, this isn't necessarily a small house. You know, it's not necessarily the largest thing in the world, but it's a decent sized house. And to really, you know, if I'm going to put my brand on it, you know, I don't use the shaker cabinets from Lowe's or Home Depot. You know, we use the, you know, custom, you know, real wood, you know, just probably things that I shouldn't, but, you know, it makes the house last, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
So, I mean, you know, would you even consider...
I know you have to make a profit as well.
Right. So, I mean, we're saying that, would you consider anything under 300?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe that's something that you need to think about, because, you know, I would be under that. And, you know, I'm definitely interested in it. You know,
sure.
If we can make something work, great. If not, you know. I mean, without real estate, you know, without a realtor fee and closing costs, I mean.
Yes, so I've already considered that.
Yeah. Because that's about 25 grand just right there in real estate fees.
Yep.
Is that even something that you would consider?
If I heard it, I could tell you whether I could consider it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I might would just come off the top of my head with a figure or something.
Well, 300 and then, you know, minus, what does that say, 25,000? It's about, what, 270? Let's call it 275.
I would say it would be a consideration.
And you'd need, what, 3 months to be able to make the appropriate change?
Yeah, the disposition of the furniture would be the main thing, I think. I'd need to get the other house livable so I could be there.
How close is it, you know, to being livable?
It needs right much work to be done. A couple of years ago, we had the baths much completed. I mean, they worked. And it's just overall does need some repair. Probably needs some flooring. One thing that's very important would have to have, it's an absolute must, is a new well.
A new what?
A new well. The well that they're now is a shallow well, and it's, I wouldn't use anything for more than just gardening.
Okay. Let me see. So 3 months, you need to pick, okay.
And one thing that I had thought about was I want to make sure that's enough time that I can find somebody that would be not so busy that they could possibly do the work. At least get it so I could live in it.
Right.
It does not have heating or air conditioning, so that heat pump would be necessary.
Yeah, that makes it tough. What are you using now? Wood stove? I mean, wood burner?
Yeah, I'd like to. No, it's oil heat here. And, of course, that's very expensive. And hot water. Does not have AC. It's very cool compared to, I guess, a lot of places. We've had one AC unit right at the top of the stairway, which did a good job of cooling acceptable downstairs. The family room had just a regular air window, and that sort of took care.
Okay.
And I have thought, you know, if I stay here, then I have to consider a heat pump. If I'm not going to pay what it takes to get a well heat, I need something that I can heat just two or three rooms if I wanted to, and I'd have to heat the whole house.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it'd be, you know, the numbers are tight on it, I'll be honest. It really is. So, say we did 3 months. We take it at 275. Maybe. I mean, how long would you, I mean, I guess what else would there be for you to think about if we were to say we'll do it at 275?
I don't know how that there would be. And, of course, again, you said, you know, there wouldn't be any grills or fees or such. I don't know of anything else. The main thing, I guess, that I would be concerned about is getting the house close by and livable.
Yeah. So, maybe, what if we just said, to the, you know, January 1st, 2025, that's when we close. You think you'd have enough time?
I would think so, yes.
Okay. So, is Maya Stiles, is she still around?
Who is that?
I'm sorry. Hang on. I guess that was the previous owner, Maya Stiles?
No, I don't know the name.
Okay. see here. Okay. What about Lucille?
Yeah, Lucille was my mom. She died Thanksgiving 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, my mom passed 4 years ago, so my condolences.
What was your last name?
What's my last name?
Yeah.
Weatherspoon.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, so 275, we would close at the end of at the end of the year, so it would be 01/01/2025, right?
Right.
I mean, what else would you need, you know, if I were to say, yeah, you know, let's do it?
Your name is Jack, right?
Zach.
Yeah, Zach or Zach?
Zach, Z-A-C-K.
Yeah. I don't know Zach. I think that would be the best arrangement that I've heard yet.
Okay. So you'd be ready to go forward.
How much are closing costs usually?
I take care of closing costs.
Okay.
So is this something that you know, want to go forward with?
I think it would certainly be a consideration.
Okay. So we'll close, we'll be flexible with you on the close. We can do before the new year, we can do it after, whenever your other house is is livable, put it that way. But
well, right now I really don't have the cash to fix the house up, so
sure,
that would have to be worked out some way.
Okay. So next, we'll close on the first of next year, or after, or before, whatever come, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay.
We're able to get you the, 275 as is. We pay for the closing, attorney. So, I mean, if you want to do that, I mean, let's do it.
All right, Zach, it sounds very, very interesting. And I need to think about, I guess, just what direction I'm going in. And I know it's basically just a matter of moving my life from here down the hill here, just properties next door.
Uh-huh.
And there's about 4 acres of that property, but there's only about 2 acres that are usable because of the easement that Rappahannock Electric has.
Uh-huh.
So
You need to downsize. You know where you're going.
Yes. That's basically.
Do you have a mortgage on this one?
No, I do not.
So how about this? I know, to ease your mind, so we can just kind of make this easy. You said you don't have the cash to fix up the other one, right?
Not really. No, I don't.
Okay. How about we say this? We will close, let's say we'll close in 90 days, or how about this, say 60 days.
Okay.
And then we will offer you a rent back, so that way you get the money up front, and you still get to live in your place while renting back the property, so you have money to fix up the other place and the place to stay.
Right.
I mean, would that kind of solve your problem?
I don't know. I'd have to really think about it, and I'd like to get maybe some opinions about such. And I don't really want to go to a realtor to do that, but I do have a realtor, let's consider a friend now, and she's really good stuff. But anyway, all of that comes good, and what I had thought about that, I know that maybe didn't want to pull that one time, so, you know, if I could get enough to fix up the house downhill, and then the rest would close or whatever, that would probably work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what I'm going to fix for the house then. I really don't at this point. I need to get the closure.
What if we were to buy your other one and you just stay, you know, in the one that you're in now?
No, I don't want to stay here. I'd like to. And I've lived in this since I was 6 years old, 5 years old. It was built around 1950. I've been away to school for a few years, worked a few years away, and come back here about 3 years ago. So anyway, but I certainly don't have, I guess, emotional ties that, you know, would completely be in front of everything else. And I'm familiar with the property next door, the old house.
Sure.
It would be much easier to do upkeep on.
Mhm. Well, I guess maybe I'm missing something. What else are you thinking? With, you know, what you need, you know, if I'm able to do a rent back to you, you get the money, you still got the house. I mean, are you worried about finding contractors?
Well, I'd need to do that.
Because, I mean, that's something that, you know, we, not only do we buy real estate, we have, you know, a contracting company.
Sure.
You know, we have resources if you know.
Yeah.
If you need them, then, you know, we can provide them for you. You know, we offer moving assistance. We work within the state.
Yeah.
You know, in solving people's problems.
Sure. Well, I don't have anybody in mind as far as renovation is concerned. I'd have to look for somebody. So, you know, that's a consideration. You've already got somebody, you know, that could do the work, then that's fine with me. I wouldn't have any problem.
Yeah, I do, actually.
The time situation, and, you know, if we went to the first of the year or 6 months or maybe three, but I think that might be pushing it. So.
Yeah, no, 6 months is fine.
But other than that, I don't know anything, Zach. I've not really had anybody to discuss this with so far at all. Maybe some pointers or just, you know, what could be done or whatever, but not any detailed conversation like we've just had. So. And I know there also there will be questions, but as far as the major move is concerned and getting things done, I don't know of anything else right at this point. I think the time of just sort of getting settled, I would say settled like time here or time there, just as far as the move is concerned, to have everything so, and I know it can't be perfect, but at least it can be livable, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if, do you want to, you know, do you want me to send my contractor out to give you a quote on, you know, what it would take to fix the other property up?
that would be fine.
I mean, because it sounds like, you know, you're ready to sell, but you're just unsure about the other house. You know, it sounds like if you had that all taken care of, you know, we could do business today.
Sure. Yeah, I know.
How about I get them to come out to you and you tell them exactly kind of what you want?
Okay.
And luckily, you know, he's one of my, you know, partners, so...
Sure.
You know,
okay.
We can understand the sale of the property.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea. There's one other factor that enters right now. I had a back injury about 4 weeks ago, I guess. And I've been to the hospital, had kyphoplasty, whatever they had said. Anyway, and I just got through rehab and back home now, and I'm still sort of doing wheelchair and a walker, so it's going to take me another couple of weeks, I think, to get myself at least mobile. I will have some. I finished rehab, I guess, the day before yesterday, and I'll have some home health care probably within another week. So, if I can get sort of mobile so that I could, but I know pretty much what I want done down there. I think it's unreasonable. I think the major thing would be to add the room on the back of the house.
Sure.
That would be next to the bathroom right now, which would be, you know, probably very good that way. And it would be downstairs, so I wouldn't have time to step there in the bed. This is something I almost had to mention, but in my mind, the back of my mind, which is not really a concern of yours, but I have an estranged wife right now, and the relation is very good. This time last year, not, but we're making some progress, and I'm hoping that if I can get myself settled, then that would be a major factor in us being back together. So that's being very open, and I don't know that I've actually said that to anybody else because we haven't really.
When you say that, are you hoping with the hopes of getting back with her?
Oh yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am very much.
Okay, I wasn't quite sure what you meant by that, but okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're okay. No, you're okay.
Am I okay?
No. I'm saying you're good. Don't apologize. No problem.
No. I know. We've had the visits and communication within the last 2 or 3 months, and they've been no negative whatsoever. And I sort of let go of it about 6 months ago, and wow, that was a relief to me and a relief to her too, I'm sure, because I was trying so hard. You don't really do that. You sort of let things happen and do the best you can, and be certainly willing to help the other person. But, you know, we've had good things. I really don't have any doubt at this point. Last year I did,
sure.
But I don't if we could go forward, you know, and make some progress. Today I've just been very depressed.
I hear you.
It's the first time, not just that, but just with a back injury.
So she's got to be, you know. Well, I'll tell you this.
She's not in really great health right now. But anyways, I don't. We had a wonderful place down in Northern Neck, but it had a high mortgage, and she wasn't close to her children. And now she's very close, and I think even here it would be okay. The two of them are actually in Richmond, so Mechanicsville. So
sure.
I don't think an issue. I'm sort of going out of bounds a little bit here and telling you, but I just need to tell you everything so you can understand.
Well, that's fine. I mean, how about this? You know, doesn't sound like you know anything's going to get done today.
That's correct. Yes.
Why don't we just reconvene on Monday, and I'll get someone out there to give you a quote on it, and we'll kind of just go from there.
I think that would be a good idea, Zach, and that's certainly, it's certainly really interests me. And I mean, gosh, Laura and I will both be 80 years old next year.
And, yeah.
We don't like to think of ourselves getting old, but I mean, we're there now. So anyway,
well,
I make sure that our decisions are good, and I really want to. What we talked about just now is the most interesting and the most fascinating to me than I've had with any person.
Okay, we're here to help, and we're willing to, do what it takes to be able to make it a win-win solution for you and us.
Right.
So I'm going to call you 11 a.m. on Monday. And we'll just kind of go from there. We'll take it slow, man. Nothing fast,
Maybe
necessarily always is good.
I'm a little bit, right now I just feel so yucky about my health, my back. I'm just getting going. It's still hurt when I get up, but at least I know probably in a couple of weeks I'm going to feel better. So. Anyway,
sure.
Getting older, who knows?
Sure.
But I think
all right.
what we talked about, Zach, it's very interesting. I'm very interested in doing business.
Okay. Well, let's do it. We'll reconvene on Monday, but you got my number. Give me a call anytime, all right?
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Zach. I appreciate your interest, and I appreciate you going into some taking the time to go into so much detail. So.
Yeah, man. No problem. I'll give you a call. And we'll see if we can get a quote.